What time does school start?
At 8 o'clock.
What time do I get out?
4.
And what about a lunch break?
Well, we had an hour for lunch.
Would you go home for lunch or did you?
No, we carried our lunch in the pails, buckets. In those times we didn't have light bread to make sandwiches, so we had biscuit. And we had plenty of syrup and sausage and all kinds of meats and stuff. And my mother would take a biscuit and put butter in it. And then she would pour syrup in there, and that would make our sweets. Make us a syrup biscuit with butter in it. And we'd have sausage. She'd put sausage in between biscuit and steak and, you know, all kinds of meats, ham. You know, we had plenty of that at home. We didn't have any store-bought stuff then, along those years. You see, we had mostly was what we used at home. No, it's nothing like what we have today.
Would you eat inside the school room?
No, we went outside and sit on logs and ate our lunch.
And they were just around the school?
Yeah, we had around the school and had a well that drove the water up out of the well.
Well, now, who did the teacher do? The trustees
in the community at that time, and the trustees looked after the school building, and they had a wood stove in the inside, right in the middle of the school building, and they furnished the wood. They hauled wood up for them. The boys would cut it up and bring it in, and that's what we had for heat.
And it would be up to the older boys to take care of the stuff
during the day? Yeah. The boys would have to, they brought in the wood and looked after them. And when they needed to put more wood in, they did it.
Mm-hmm. What about sweeping of the school room or the...
Well, we had times, you know, there'd be maybe two or three or maybe four to move the two boys to move the benches and the girls done the sweeping.
You take turnabout?
Turnabout, yeah. Have a week for this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did the little ones do just as much as
No, the little ones didn't have to do then.
How would you have to do before you had to start?
Well, I'd say they'd be about 12, 14 years old.
How far did you have to walk to school, or did
Well, it was a mile and a half from our house, and we drove a buggy. We went in the buggy and drove a horse to school.
Now, when you were little, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, there was 8 of us.
And y'all all go to school?
Yeah, we all went to school.
All different grades?
Yeah. Of course, now, there were some that my oldest sister, two older sisters, were, when I started school, they were... had already finished, you see, as high as they teach out there, and they were both off at school when I started school.
Where did they go?
They went to Douglas. And my older sister went to Macon, and she finished high school there. And then my next sister, she went to Douglas and finished high school there.
Were those county high schools, or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She boarded over there and went to school, finished her school.
Now, what was the last grade that you attended?
Yeah, in the country, out there, I went to the 7th grade.
And
then I went to Douglas and finished high school. And then I went 2 years to college.
Mm-hmm. Where?
At Douglas.
At Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now,